السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. کم کلوزر ماشاء اللہ. اللہ سبحان و تعالیٰ یونائٹ اور ہارٹس سٹ وڈس ادب اینڈ سنسیئرٹی. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تبارك وتعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدال على الخير كفاعله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلي رضي الله تعالى عنه لأن يهدي بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praises are due to Allah رب العزت والجلال, our creator, sustainer, master, provider, protector, Lord of the worlds. Durood and salam, peace and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beloved sahaba radiyallahu anhum, azwaj mutahharat and family radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, respected ulama, huffaz, brothers in Islam. Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, the mubarak time after the asr salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for this fikr of deen. Allah keep us steadfast on deen, live with deen and iman, and die on the kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, dhaqa ta'mul iman man radiya billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyya wa rasula sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Say, a person will taste the sweetness of iman when he testifies to these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is pleased, radina billahi rabba. If we recite this regularly, morning and evening, three times in the morning, three times in the evening, raditu billahi rabba, repeat everybody, raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasula. Make it a habit of reciting this in the morning and in the evening. He said he will taste the sweetness of iman. This is the answer to the three questions in the grave. When you will be asked in the grave, man rabbuk, wa man nabiyuk, wa ma deenuk, this will be the answer. And not only that, it will be made easy to answer. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself says that on the day of Qiyamah, whoever is testified that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is his Lord and Creator, when he says Raditu Billahi Rabba, wa bil Islami Deena, he's lived his life according to the tenets of Islam, and he followed Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then I will hold his hand and take him into Jannah. Subhanallah. Allah make us amongst those. Respected brothers, ulama ikram, this is a mubarak time of durood and salam. We should make it a habit, especially daily, to recite 100 times durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The mashayikh tells us that when a person recites one durood wherever in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to take his name, his father's name, and convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Madina Munawwara. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam replies, informs the angel, elevate his status, forgive his sins, and not only that, find a place for him in Jannah. Not only that, there is a special connection between this person's heart. We are seated here in Masjidul Hilal, the Markaz. Allah keep this place abad, inshallah, for a fikr of deen. So not only that, there is a connection between the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madina Munawwara to our heart with the durood and salam. It is said by the mashayikh that if a person reads 100 times daily durood sharif, make it a habit, morning, afternoon, evening, while driving, while cooking, while working, just reading durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, har dard ki dawa hai salli ala. Then it is figuratively written that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes on his forehead, bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar.
freedom from hypocrisy and freedom from the fire of Jahannam for that person. That he keep on reciting Durood Sharif. Imagine, a person that recites Durood and Salam is between two Kareem. Allah is Kareem, showing His mercy. Allah is showing His this Shafqat, His Rahmat, His mercy. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam is Kareem, and He's full of mercy and Shafqat. So that is why this person is connected through this Durood Sharif. This work of Dawat and Tabligh is a great responsibility given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It came to the line of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, and then on the plains of Arafah it was given as an amana to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum traversed the earth. That is why when the Hujjaj are going now to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, they're going to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Allah, accept the Hajj. Take us all for Hajj, inshallah. And make us amongst the accepted ones. Whether we do the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any part of the world. Jism ho kahi apana, dil to hai Medina mein. Our heart must be connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person goes to Makkah Mukarrama, he's going to the markaz of Hidayat. He's going to the markaz of Kalimah Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did we come to the house of Allah? To meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does a person go towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Baytum min buyutullah. To meet Rabbullah, to meet the Rabb of Allah, Rabb of the Kaaba, Rabbun Nas. To meet the Rabb of Kaabatullah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kaabatullah is hudallin nas, the means of hidayat for mankind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is kaffatal lin nas. And the Quran Kareem is hudallil muttaqeen. And you, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we have been given this amanat and responsibility of what? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. This is our responsibility. The ulama have said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did all the khidmat of deen. Dawat in tabligh, islahi line, ta'limi line, all the welfare work that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But it is mentioned so beautifully, har kaam kaam nahi, nabi ka kaam kaam hai. We should compliment all the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should take this responsibility. This is my work. This amanat was given to us on the plains of Arafah. So when that haji will go to Arafah, what does he do there? Not only making dua for the entire ummah, he's bringing back the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's bringing back the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's bringing the work of hidayat, and he's traversing the earth from there. That is the sahaba radiallahu anhum. They traversed the earth from Arafah, and the message was given to him. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Take this message. This amanat of al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the sahaba and the ummah till the day of qiyamah from the plains of Arafah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the hujjaj read the plains of Arafah safely and let them benefit from the mubarak lands, taking the barakat and spending the time correctly. When we come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is 24 hours, 72 hours, 40 days, we make the niyat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our time valuable. Put barakah in our time, put barakah in our amana. We are spending time, we're taking out time from our work, from our family, and coming for the speaker. So what we should have, three qualities. One is zuban dhakir. Lisanun dhakirun. Keep our tongue busy in the remembrance of Allah. We are sitting now in the house of Allah, nafil i'tikaf. Make the zikr, tasbihat. Do not gossip. Do not talk of any mundane things. When we going out in the path of Allah, this is our fikr. We came here for a fikr. So zuban zakir. Dil shakir. That Allah has chosen you for the acceptance of deen in some form. Make shukr on the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Make shukr on the iman. Make shukr on the amal that Allah is giving you. Make shukr that you're trying to follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make shukr that we perform one salah. Allah give you tawfiq to perform all the other salahs. We make dua for those who did not perform salah. Allah give them hidayat as well. We can be the sabab of somebody coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dil zakir, zuban zakir, keep our tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah. Dil shakir, make shukr to Allah for every favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And jism sabir, when we are now seated here, little while of sabr. 1-2 hours will be in the shab guzari. Make the sabr. We have left everything only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts will be united. Our dil, the fikr will be united. And we say we're making sabr on whatever we are saying according to mashura. So we spend our time correctly. Time spent in the path of Allah is invaluable. That little moment spent in the day, whether in the morning or in the evening, is better than whatever the world contains. On the day of the Qiyamah, that little while we spend sitting 2-3 hours here in the house of Allah, how much Allah will reward us. So keep this in mind, these three qualities, that zuban zakir, dil shakir, or jism sabir. Inshallah we'll do this. This will increase that taqwa. Taqwa we cannot buy. We can't come to the Mawlana or the Shaykh or the Imam say, give me 1 kilo taqwa. That is why he said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Ay iman walo. Adopt iman, strengthen your iman and sit in the company of the Allah wala. The Akbar Allahabadi has said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, deen peida hai buzrugo ki nazar se. That is why we sit in the majalis of the ulama. We go out in the path of Allah. We go to the marakis. We sit at their feet. What happens? Whatever is in their hearts, we look at them with rahmat. Allah looks at them with shafqat, their qurbani, their mujahada. Then that nazar of theirs fall on us. Then that is the bounty and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the ulama say, take our children to the mashayikh. Bring them to the house of Allah when they are 10 years old. Keep them next to you and make them perform the salah. Create an environment. Brothers, deen alone for ourselves, individually, we are unsafe. To do practical deen, one side is alone, is one sawab. But to do it collectively, like we came for jamaat salat now, it's an environment in the house of Allah. There's more rahmat. Likewise for our family, likewise for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those not in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have a fikr. We should have a fikr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that al mar'u ala deen khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. A person is on the friend of his deen. He can't be selfish and say, I'm only worried about my salah, my Quran, my sunnah, my family. No, we have to make concern on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is turning away. We have to be concerned of our fellow brother and sister. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَهَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Worry about those who are our friends. Bring them closer to us. Those who are not our friends also, bring them, befriend them with akhlaq. Akhlaq se jiya karte hai, ihsan se mara karte hai. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum showed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he reciprocated that akhlaq with the sahaba. Sahaba gave their jaan, maal, whatever it is. So the ulama ask us, the mashayikh ask us, mashura ask us for our time. Give some time in the path of Allah. Sit in the company of halqa of ta'alim. Go out in the path of Allah. Go out for gush. Make the fikr. If you have the fikr and the worry in your heart, you will see a change in your life, your family life, the life of the neighbors, the life around you. That is the what it is. What legacy we going to leave behind? إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدِ إِن قَتَلَ عَمَلْهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a person passes away, everything ceases. All his amal ceases. But three things are recurring. إِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. Knowledge that he imparts. He donated one Qur'an. He helped the madrasa. He helped the masjid. Something like that. Knowledge that you teach somebody. You go in the path of Allah, you teach one dua, you teach one surah, you teach somebody one sunnah. That is knowledge you impart. Ilmun yuntafau bi, sadaqatin jariya. While he's alive, he has the time to do a'mal. He do the sawab, whatever he can do. And he built a masjid. He helped towards a borehole, towards madrasa, some donation, some part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some khidmat of deen. That's all sawab jariya. But also the last part is, وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Leaving behind pious children that will make dua and maghfirat when this person passes away. That is the fikr of deen we should have. That our children, grandchildren, our progeny, deen must remain. When we are steadfast on deen, this mahol is created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. We stay on taqwa. We work on our hearts on taqwa. We stay in the company of the muttaqeen. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us taqwa, this taqwa will be transferred from heart to heart. We will make dua that our children will become huffaz. They will become qurra. It is not first to make them hafiz, but it is first to make them nek and salih. Hazrat Masihul Ummat Rahmatullah Ali, when he came here, somebody said, dua kare bacha hafiz Quran ho jaye. Say, hafiz Quran banna farz nahi hai. He said, nek banna farz hai. So nek sohbat. We have to keep ourselves in good company. Come to the markaz, and from the markaz get the hidayat, whatever hidayat is written for us, and hidayat given to us, and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first tashkil we're making for the tonight's shab guzari. We make a niyat inshallah, that Allah Pak accept us, say inshallah. Whatever days, 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, whatever the taqaza is, we must make that fikr. And we must have the zimmedari. And diarize ourselves that inshallah I will go and make all my arrangements. I will make mashura. I will get talk to my amir, to my masjid and my zimmedar satis that I will go inshallah. Now we got the ijtima coming upon us. How much of fikr has to be made? How much of zimmedari and responsibility? We have asked for the ijtima here in Durban. Alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah. Now we have to make the fikr for that ijtima. And ijtima is not just only the structure itself. And people just coming, visitors coming, 10,000 people and going. Is that jaan, the fikr before that. And now we have the time, we have to make some fikr, the mulaqat, going ulama, going to people, going to the madaris, going to every one person in the locality, each and every house to visit them. Masturat fikr, the students fikr, all the zimmedar fikr, whatever mashura will decide, we must do the fikr with responsibility and avail ourselves. Whatever little time we have, we avail ourselves and say, inshallah, I am ready to spend some time. I will give time. I will take off from my work. I will make my arrangements from my work. We all have responsibilities. We all have commitments. But har kaam kaam nahi, nabi ka kaam kaam. When we take this year, orna bichona, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just want to end off, 2 weeks ago we had the ulama fikr there in Johannesburg, ijtima, alhamdulillah, Maulana Ismail Godra mentioned two names. Then I went to meet him, Saab Damar Barkatum. He said about Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, what a simple person he was, but the fikr he had, not only for South Africa, around the world he went. And he said he had seen him, how much of qurbani, how much of mujahada, but on his ikhlas, Allah Pak had accepted him. Then he also mentioned that he went in Jamaat with Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, he was our principal. So when I went to meet him, I told him, we are also products of Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, Junction Masjid, and all that from student days we used to go. Then, Maulana Abdullah Kapodri was our principal, there in Darul Falah Darain. So I told him I was studying there. He got very happy. He hugged me. He said, you know what? This is what it is. I said, Maulana Abdullah said, Rafiq bano, Farik mat bano. Rafiq bano, join everybody, the madaris, the khanqa, the islah, tarbiyat, ta'aleem, tazkiyah, all go together. He said, main unke saath jamaat mein gaya tha, aap log bhi waqt lagao. So we must spend our time correctly, learn from the ulama, whatever the hidayat they come and give us, and we make dua, inshallah, the akabir will come to our ijtima, their rahmat will descend, their qurbani will come to our shores, Allah will spread the winds of hidayat. It is a mubarak time now, brothers, engage ourselves in zikr, engage ourselves in tasbihat, engage ourselves in lots of dua. Dua creates possibility that never exists. Dua is never rejected. Dua can be accepted now. Dua can be deferred. Dua can be given in Jannat. Dua can save you from the fire of Jahannam. But dua creates possibility that never exists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the changer of conditions. We must make dua for our own hidayat, iman, taqwa, hidayat, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, freedom from hypocrisy, freedom from so many difficulties. We must make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring jor, muhabbat, ittifaq, ulfat amongst our ulama, our satis, and Allah accept this khidmat of deen inshallah. And then we make niyat that Allah Pak, whatever taqaza is given, we make niyat we spend in our path, in the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This time is amanat, our wealth is amanat, our children is amanat, our life is amanat. And head to toe we are accountable. If we spend it in the path of Allah correctly, then all this will be in our favor. Imagine the tongue talking against us, our eyes talking against us, our ears talking against us, our hands, our feet. But when we spend it correctly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this entire body will be a favor and talk in favor of us on the day of Qiyamah. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, then what will happen? So these a'mal, these what has been prescribed by our mashayikh, learn the usools of deen, learn with them, sit with them, acknowledge and sit in the halaqa of ta'aleem. That is noor, that is full of noor. The kitab of fazail a'mal, fazail sadaqat, now hajj, fazail hajj, they're reading it. Encourage everyone to read it, your own tasbihat, your own dua, and engage in tahajjud. Last hadith I want to quote, we want to end off. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said a short prescription, afshu salam, promote salam. Great sunnah. Promote salam amongst people, small, big, old, young, whoever you meet. Greet the muazzin, greet the imam, greet anybody, makes afshu salam abaynakum. وَتُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, and feed people. When you go out in the path of Allah, take out your own wealth and feed the people as well. وَصَلُّوا وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ, and perform tahajjud salah when people are sleeping. Tahajjud salah, tawbah salah, salatul shukr, salatul haja. 10-12 niyats you make, 2 rakat salah. How Allah will wasilu larham, and you join family ties. Then what will happen? تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامُ. Allah Ta'ala promises jannat for that person who does these amal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the entire ummah, alleviate the pain of the ummah, and Allah give us this fikr. So zuban, zakir, dil, shakir, or jism, sabir inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.